Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. And yes, we all need to understand Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification. We all have a lymphatic system, and we ignore it. It makes us full of inflammation, and we get sick. So I hope this show really makes a difference in your life, especially if you have whole body pain. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help whole body pain with lymphatic system detoxification. Many of my clients complain about whole body pain whenever they get the lightest pressure on their body. Somebody bumps into them or they hit a wall and they'll have excruciating pain. This is about inflammation from the superficial lymphatic system being congested. You know, your lymphatic system is right under your skin. That's a superficial lymphatic system. And then we have a deeper lymphatic system that is in your organs, your muscles, your bones, your blood vessels. And when your superficial lymphatic system becomes congested because it's blocked up in your neck, then you feel it throughout your whole body. You have pain. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who used their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, which was published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, which is available now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system, which is creating most of our health problems. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to dramatically improve the lymphatic system and health. Understanding this myth science, I developed body work called lymphpractic. Like we're all used to chiropractic for the back, well, we need to get used to lymphpractic. I use this in Scottsdale, Arizona. It is a fully closed session to manually tune up your lymphatic system that boosts your immune system and natural detoxification to help reduce inflammation. The sessions will make you or a child feel more relaxed in your body and mind, more relaxed than you felt in a long time. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system around the globe, taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body's super treatment system. You have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. So what is whole body pain? Well, if you've experienced it, you understand. I mean, you can't even be touched. Somebody just taps you on your back, and you'll have the discomfort. If you happen to bang into a desk or, you know, a wall, it is excruciating. And really, nobody understands why this is happening. And this is really a lymphatic system problem. So by getting our lymphatic system going, we can help a lot of the pressure and the inflammation that is causing your pain. Most of the pain and whole body pain is often in the upper body, shoulders, neck, arms, and back. But it can also go to the lower body. It just depends on how inflamed your body has become and how far it has spread. Why does whole body pain develop? I mean, there can be many reasons. It could be damage from trauma, surgery, inactivity, you're sitting too much, dehydration. If you're taking many medications, they can make you overly acidic and damage your lymphatic system, stress. If you live with ongoing stress in your life, and we all have some type of stress, we have to learn how to manage it, it can affect your lymphatic system. And I believe we're missing how an overly acidic pH, meaning you're acidic in your body, is really damaging our lymphatic system and allowing us to have, you know, whole body pain. Now, there are many medical reasons like an overactive or damaged nerves, but I believe it really has to do with this system in your body, this tiny network of vessels and nodes that helps to clean every system in your body, even your brain. So your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, blood vessels, nerves, and brain are dependent on the lymph system to maintain them. It helps to reabsorb fluid, immune cells, and acidic waste that, if the lymph system isn't working, just sits in your tissues. And it just ferments and becomes toxic and more inflamed. So we need to get this system working, and unfortunately, we ignore this system that cleans us. And many don't even see that we are toxic from our cellular waste building in the body. And this is really happening. Think of the lymphatic system as a tiny plumbing system with pipes as thin as a strand of hair. When it is damaged, it can't reabsorb fluid, parts of cells, fats, and other debris that creates inflammation and, most importantly, pressure in the tissues. I mean, look at what happens when somebody has lymphedema or lipedema. Their body swells. And a lot of those people have whole body pain, but really many of my clients have whole body pain, even those who are thin, believe it or not. It just depends on how congested your lymphatic system is. By maintaining your lymphatic system, you can have more control over pain and toxicity. And what do I mean by maintaining your lymphatic system? Well, today I want to explain how simply having a lymphatic drainage session or learning to manually maintain your lymphatic system with your own two hands, you can help reduce your pain and help get your life back on track. We all have this system that cleans our body and brain. Unfortunately, most people don't even know they have it or that they can have more control over it. In a lymphatic drainage session, I use my hands to activate the lymphatic system to directly and immediately help improve lymph flow, circulation, and detoxification. It is powerful in its ability to clean the body and brain. By improving circulation, the lymph system completes circulation. So we have to remember that when we think about completing circulation through your body, that we have to think of the lymph system, because it's known that the lymph system is what completes circulation through your tissues, through your organs. It's a whole separate system that must clean us. So I work with clients once or twice a week for a few weeks, and I activate their lymphatic system, and my sessions are fully closed. By the end of a few weeks, and really often after the second session, their pain and health problems are better. They're improved. I'm not saying they're gone, but they feel better. When they start taking care of their diet and taking a few supplements and actually being aware of their lymphatic system, they'll have more control over this and not see their whole body pain. They'll be able to keep it where they don't have it. So you can improve lymph flow, circulation, and detoxification in your body and brain with your own two hands by learning to self-drain your lymphatic system. It's very similar to dry brushing, but dry brushing, when I ask people in my course, you know, how do you feel with dry brushing, many say they don't feel it. At the end of my course, where I teach people how to drain themselves and use diet and supplements to help their lymphatic system, I ask clients, how was the Ossipinski method of self-lymphatic drainage? A routine I developed, an 8-minute routine, and they say they feel it. It's very powerful. So it's important to know that you can have direct control and immediate control over inflammation in your body by maintaining your lymphatic system. You know, guys, in my office, I use body work I call Lymphpractic to activate the lymphatics. Lymphpractic gets to the root cause of your problems and reduces inflammation. It's powerful, and the effect it has on people is dramatic. People who have pain for 20 or 30 years, within a few sessions of feeling better. Now, some people may take a few weeks or a few months, but eventually they feel better, and it depends on how toxic they are. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system to gain more control over your pain and health. And most people don't have one health issue. We have many. And you often hear me talk about how maintaining your lymphatic system can help all those problems, because I wrote a book on how your lymphatic system not working is creating most of your health problems. So even more than your pain, if you have depression, anxiety, you can't sleep, you have eczema, you have skin problems, digestive issues, you have a tight chest, you have cancer, it doesn't matter, fibromyalgia, does not matter. You have to get your lymphatic system going so that you can gain control over your health and life. So we have to understand pH, and I'm not going to go into it a lot here. I did that a few weeks ago, so please check out how to test pH on my website. But when we're overly acidic, our body constricts and we have more pain in our body. It's simple. When I activate the lymphatic systems, I help alleviate inflammation, I help change pH in the body, and people have less pain. So the pH scale is from 1 to 14, 7 is neutral. And we want to be, again, we don't want to be too acid from 0 to, you know, 6.9, or we don't want to be too alkaline, you know, which is 7.1 to 14. We want to be about 6.5 to 7.5, which is neutral. You know, our body is always trying to find balance. We call it homeostasis. But when you're out of balance, cellular waste can begin to build in your body and brain because your lymphatic system constricts. So you have to look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid-forming or alkaline-forming? Now, we have to limit processed food, grains, and red meat and other proteins, and possibly soy if you're eating soy. And bread. Bread is really an offender. It makes us very acidic in our body. Any type of bread, pasta, even white rice and brown rice. Even though brown rice is more nutritional, has more nutritional value, I eat that more if that's what's available, but I try and avoid white rice. Start eating more fruits and vegetables, juicing, having smoothies. Start putting more alkaline in your body. Help balance pH with products that buffer acid in the body, magnesium, potassium, baking soda. Have a daily green drink. It really is about balancing your body, and this is something that you need to do. We can use Epsom salt in salt baths, or soak your hands or feet in a little bucket. It all goes into your body and helps to reduce inflammation. We need magnesium, and by putting it in through your skin, it's a different way than it going through your digestion. So systemic enzymes help to break down the log jams of cellular waste that are limiting flow through your lymph system. So I believe in systemic enzymes. Even digestive enzymes on an empty stomach can help. You can take curcumin, which is anti-inflammatory. It's the active ingredient in turmeric. Omega-3 fish oils are very powerful anti-inflammatory. And one of the most important things is being hydrated. Most people are dehydrated. I find that in myself often. It's hard to keep hydrated. We just forget about it. And when we're, you know, when we drink a lot of water, we help to flush the toxins and inflammation that are in our body. So when we're dehydrated, we're allowing that waste to build to make us more toxic. So drink water with minerals, mountain spring water, alkaline water. Just don't drink it with meals. And if you drink reverse osmosis or distilled water, add minerals to make the water more alkaline. Daily exercise. Guys, if you're not doing any exercise, and I'm not talking about going to the gym for an hour, I'm talking about stand in place and move your arms and legs for 5 minutes. If you haven't done exercise, you may not be able to do that for 5 minutes. And I promise you will feel better afterwards, but know that later on you may feel a little discomfort because daily exercise moves cellular waste through your body, and you're going to feel that. We have to watch our posture because if you're slouching all day long, you're going to be limiting your lymph flow because your lymph system is a plumbing system, and when we slouch, we crimp it. So if you have bad posture, standing up even a little straighter can make a big difference. Every time you take a deep breath, you move lymph flow through your body and improve circulation and detoxification. But many people are shallow breathers. So please watch your breathing. Often in my lectures, I talk to people and I basically say, hey, you know, look around. Nobody's breathing. And even after I say that, nobody takes a deep breath. So I have them take a few deep breaths, and immediately you can see them feeling better, having more life in them. So we need to breathe. It's about oxygen, right? We need oxygen in our body, but it also helps to move our, circulation. If you take medications for health problems but continue to eat foods that may be making us acidic and contribute to our health issues, then you're missing it. Many medications can make us acidic. So if you're taking 3 to 5 medications, or many people take more, then you've got to balance those. And that's what this is all about, learning how to balance and get your lymphatic system going. So you need to understand which foods are acid-forming and alkaline-forming in the body. Check out my acid-alkaline food chart. It's on the homepage. Again, this is something we need to know. Put it on your refrigerator. Next Thursday's show is really just going to be an information on how heart failure and the lymphatic system are connected. And if you have, you know, heart disease, then you want to know about this because heart disease means you're filling up with cellular waste. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Tell somebody about my website. Tell somebody you love or know who may be ill about the lymphatic system. Help me spread the word. Have a balanced and joyful life.